The whole rationale for adjuvant therapy is to give that patient a better opportunity to be cured. One of the stimuli for adjuvant therapy in breast cancer was the realization in the early NSABP trials of B04 that operative nuance is not likely to result in significant change relative to outcome and cure rates, and that the reason that patients fail is not because of inattention to operative detail, but that they have microscopic occult metastases at the time of the operation. And that adjuvant therapy, either in the form in breast of hormonal therapy or chemotherapy, lowers the likelihood of developing metastatic disease at a later point following the operation. So this was the basic premise and rationale and hope for the first trials in adjuvant therapy, which in the modern era were started in 1972, NSABP protocol B05, the Milan CMF studies, which all showed proof of principle that you can prolong disease-free survival and cure rate of therapy. The rationale for colon is identical. As a matter of fact, you know, the whole retreat from the radical operation occurred in a similar kind of evolution as it did in breast. It just took longer, I think, for surgeons to embrace adjuvant therapy with the same degree of enthusiasm in colon as it did in breast. And there, too, the demonstrations early on that the use of adjuvant chemotherapy in colon cancer can prolong disease-free survival and ultimately overall survival, I think, was clearly demonstrated in the 90s the same way as it had in breast cancer.